Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's Soundcheck's Blind Date. It's a blind date between you, the listener, and an artist you've probably never met. It's possible you could find true love. And now, back to our host, John Schaefer.
Yeah, this could be the day when you find your musical dream boat. As we continue our blind date series on Soundcheck, today we're setting you up with a fresh-faced, Brooklyn-based band that goes by the name In One Wind. The six-piece band is made up of musicians who hail from such exotic locales as Milwaukee and even L.A. Plus, they've got a thing for poetry. Before we hear them play live, let's get to know them a little bit better, the members of In One Wind. Welcome to Soundcheck. Let me start, Angelo Spagnolo, with you, guitarist and singer. This actually started as you with a one-man band, right?
Sort of. I started writing some music that was based on guitar and voice and tried sort of paring down the parameters of writing.
It doesn't pare down much more than one guy with a guitar,
exactly.
Does it?
Yeah. And
so how did it grow into a six-piece?
After a little while, I asked Mallory and the previous singer, Lily, who Sam is now in her place in the band, and Rob on bass. We got together and started playing some of the music and just sort of arranging it and seeing what it felt like sort of sonically. Mm. Have everybody in the same room and singing together and, you know, working it out together. And then it moved on a little later to add a friend, Anthony, on drums. And then Max took over for him quickly after. And then Steven was added on woodwinds later on.
All right. So it sounds like it was a fairly organic thing. It happened in bits and pieces.
For sure.
The band is now called In One Wind. And they have an album out now called How Bright a Shadow. And as we always do with these blind dates, we asked you guys to fill out our blind date questionnaire with some icebreaker questions. We asked if you could be any musician for a day, who would it be and why? Several of you responded, Angelo, you wrote Axl Rose in 1987. That would be the strangest day of my life. Soundcheck listeners, the full questionnaire is on the webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Angelo.
Yeah.
Axl Rose, 1987.
I was trying to imagine.
That's pretty specific.
For some reason, the first thing that came to my mind was... I was like, yeah.
So you have an appetite for destruction.
Good. And I just imagine him with, you know, his cornrows and running around now. And, you know, Axl Rose is an interesting guy.
Okay. And that's who Angela wants to grow up to be, at least for a day. All right. The band is In One Wind. They're all here in the studio. I'll introduce you to all of them in a moment. But first, let's hear a song. This is called The Throne. Once again, it's In One Wind, your Soundcheck blind date.
Upon my door, the black suit pushed like never before. Now it seems we're all just rushing straight toward home in the hope that we might just graciously take the throne. My brothers say we all got that one promise to return when we were done. Chosen as our king, with the hope that we might just graciously take the throne. This time, this might be drawing up a picture that we kept in the tree.
Six hands come to see what we need every day. Russell John run the field.
Run the field.
Fighting all he knew was sword and shield.
Sword and shield.
But lately my older brother hides from me with the hope that he might just graciously.
That is the band called In One Wind, live on Soundcheck, and a song called The Throne. Their new album is called How Bright a Shadow. It's out now, and the band is playing tonight at Sycamore in Brooklyn at 9 p.m. and playing for us as your Soundcheck blind date. And again, their questionnaire of various icebreaker-type questions and answers is on the Soundcheck page. Let me introduce you to the full band. You met Angelo Spagnolo before, guitarist and singer, songwriter. Sam is Samantha Rise Roberson. She sings and occasionally plays the trombone. Mallory Glazer, also singing. Rob Lundberg playing the bass. Steve Luganer playing the clarinet. Max Jaffe is behind our drum kit. They all sort of contributed answers to these questions of ours. One of our questions is, what is the most interesting thing about you? Rob warns us that the most interesting thing about him is his interest in Dutch American colonial history.
We've been waiting for this.
Let's keep Rob away from a live microphone.
Oh, no. It's really quite interesting.
I'm sure it is very fascinating. Sam, you wrote your first musical crush was Paul Simon.
Oh, yes.
All right. Is that something that we hear in the way you approach your trombone playing, for example?
Oh, gosh. I wish.
In terms of interests, Angelo, you apparently have an interest in the poetry of Wendell Berry. That's where the name of the band comes from, right?
Yes, and the name of the record.
Okay.
It came from the same source.
And what is the attraction to his poetry?
I came to his poetry through his essays, just thinking a lot about land and food and how our system sort of works, and at that time I was reading a lot of him and also getting into reading about farming and sort of understanding what we need to
do. You farm or did you farm?
No, just I started gardening a little bit. It's sort of maybe in the future it would be nice to get out of the city, but who knows.
All right. You can do a little micro-farming in Brooklyn, depending on what neighborhood you're in. Mallory, we asked about, recent album purchases in our questionnaire, and you recently bought the Kanono No. 1 album. This is an amazing group from the Congo. Do you know what attracted? Was it the backstory or the sound of the record or both?
Yeah, I actually got a... just a recommendation from our friend Anthony, who produced the record.
Oh.
And I'm in love with kalimbas, pianos.
The thumb pianos, right?
Yeah, and I love the sound of them. I love the use of them in various bands, and so he told me about this band where they use it, all kinds of kalimbas, and it's just amazing.
It's these thumb pianos fed through this kind of jury-rigged amplification system that they've made out of, like, car batteries and car
it's
horns
incredible.
And stuff. It really is incredible. This is the album called Assume Crash Position from the Congolese band Konono No. 1. That is Konono No. 1 and their most recent album, Assume Crash Position, Congolese band. When we got back our questionnaire from the members of In One Wind, Mallory had put this down as the last album that she had bought. Rob actually put down the controversial metal band, Liturgy, so maybe we should get a live mic over near Rob. Except that we have another song that we want to get to. So, Angelo, this next one is called Go Follow John?
Yes.
Is that a kind of a religious or biblical John in the title?
It was, yeah, writing it, I was thinking about John the Baptist, and he's a pretty strange guy, you know, camel skin wearing, locust eating, kind of dreadlocked man.
All right, let's see how he plays out in song. This again is the group In One Wind, live on Soundcheck.
I walk in Rome so you all can see. Just because
Once again, the band In One Wind and a song called Go Follow John. Their new album is called How Bright a Shadow, both band name and album name taken from the poetry of Wendell Berry. And they're playing tonight at Sycamore in Brooklyn at 9 p.m. Angelo, that's a pretty tricky song. Lots of very abrupt changes of rhythm going from, you know, a sort of a 4-4 into the triple meter for just like a bar or two and then on to something else. How did, you know, that's a very different sound from the first song you played for us.
Yeah.
Different, a different approach, or just is this all part of the In One Wind aesthetic?
Yeah, I think some of the earlier writing was exploring, just looking at time and melody and them sort of being very similar things with beats and pulses, and how it's very common for people, for music to go from like the regular time to the half time or the double time.
So is this an older song or?
No, we've been playing it for a while, but it's not too old. There's some definitely older ones.
All right. The band, again, is your Soundcheck Blind Date in our regular Blind Date series on the program. And How Bright a Shadow is the name of the group's album, In One Wind. Let me thank all of you guys for coming in and playing for us this afternoon and for playing our game. You're good sports. Nice to have you here.
Thanks for having us. Jeff.
This is Soundcheck.
Might start falling good for all to find. Rescue me.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, we kick off a new week-long series called Animating Music. We'll cover all angles of cartoons and music, from Betty Boop and Silly Symphonies to the latest animated bands. Plus, a live performance from the Trinidadian trumpeter Etienne Charles and his band. And listeners, WNYC and WQXR need your music suggestions for the 10-year anniversary of September 11th. What music would you like to hear? As you remember the events of 10 years ago, what music would you like to share with your fellow New Yorkers? We're creating a special playlist for a project called Measuring Time. To leave your suggestion or to see what others have already suggested, visit our webpage at wnyc.org/soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Tiffany Kamhai. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and it's our intern Benjamin Kruisling's last day here. We thank him for all his hard work these last few months. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.
For much more of who I am.